The issue of digital copying of music CDs has a long history. Some people buy a music CD, then copy it onto a recordable CD or onto a computer hard drive. From there, the music is shared with others over the internet. This is common enough to have led Sony to come up with the copy-proof CD. Well, predictably, the copiers found a way to thwart Sony's Key2 audio embedded technology. Not so predictably, perhaps, Sony's system was undone by a pretty low-tech instrument, a black felt-tipped marker. Daniel Wolf is hardware editor for Chip Magazine in Munich, Germany. Mr. Wolf, how do people use a felt-tip pen to make a copy-proof CD copyable?
They just draw a little line on the outer rim of the surface of the CD, and we have tested that in our labs. This seems to help circumvent the copy protection mechanism.
Why should drawing with a felt-tip marker around the rim of the CD have any effect whatever on this?
The copy protection mechanism Sony uses in most of its new copy-protected CDs simply works like this. After the last song, they add a data track on the outer rim of the CD. Usual CD players do not realize that this is a data track because they can't read data, but computer CD drives interpret this data track on the outer rim as something additional which they cannot cope with. By applying just a little color, the computer CD drive is tricked into thinking that the last audio track just goes on and therefore just keeps on playing the data, which cannot be heard.
Did the people who came up with this, did they figure it out because they understand the Sony system and understood that the addition of some ink would do it, or was this just fooling around and doing whatever they could to the CD?
Yes. We first got the information from one of our readers, and he said that he just fooled around with the CD, and then he made this stunning discovery.
I just wonder, I mean, should one take away from this little story of the high-priced data protection systems that Sony puts in its CDs and the ridiculously low-tech method of just drawing around the edge with a felt-tip marker? Is the message here that it simply is impossible to protect digital data from copying?
Personally, I do think it is impossible because it's just a cat-and-mouse game. Sooner or later, any kind of protection is going to be outdone. This is just based on experience so far. Since people use the internet so efficiently today, as soon as someone somewhere in the world finds a possible solution, it is virtually anywhere in no time. It's just a matter of time.
So your assumption here is that as soon as the CD makers came out with copy-proof protection embedded in them, thousands and thousands and thousands of people who like to copy music try everything under the sun. It isn't necessarily some programmer who figured out how to do this, but just one person made it work, and then the word is spread throughout the internet.
Yes, absolutely. That's right. I bet that the next copy protection mechanism will be cracked in no time.
Well, Mr. Wolf, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Daniel Wolf is hardware editor for Chip Magazine. He spoke to us from Munich in Germany.